Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Bontemps out here covering the Warriors for the Washington Post, one of their national NBA writers, good enough to join us again as we stop talking about San Diego and the Chargers for just a moment to get back to the fact that this Warriors team at least isn't moving to Nevada. They might move across the bay, but I think we'll be able to follow them there. It won't be the hatred that we're seeing happening down in Southern California. Tim Bontemps, good enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Tim? How are you, man?
I'm good, Damon. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Warriors are hosting the Pistons tonight. But, you know, everybody's already starting to look ahead to what's coming up next week, round two between the Cavs and Warriors. We also see that it's the Thunder coming up. We all know Russ Westbrook versus Durant. That's a thing. At least it was earlier on in this year. And, of course, after that, they head to Houston. Next week is a monster. How do they not look past tonight with all that's coming up?
Well, I mean, given how they've gone through the season, you do kind of have to wonder if they are going to maybe look past a game like this. But I know personally, after, you know, basically this entire first half of the season outside of a few games was, you know, full of a lot of games against teams that aren't a lot of competition for these guys, I'm very much looking forward to, from a neutral perspective, seeing, you know, the second half of the year where, you know, because the league backloaded their schedule with national TV games in order to take advantage of the NFL being out of the picture then, you know, we're going to see a lot of weeks like next week where, you know, there's two or three games against really interesting teams that, you know, will maybe give us a better indication of, you know, what exactly this Warriors team is going to look like by the end of the year.
Were you surprised that Steve waited this long in the season to actually buy one of his starters a day of rest with a healthy scratch?
Not particularly. All those guys are pretty young, and they all want to play. They weren't just going to start sitting guys for the sake of sitting them. But, you know, Clay had been sick last week. He was able to play in the games Friday and Sunday, but he didn't really look right. And, you know, I think, you know, that's when you're going to see these guys get a night off, is if, you know, one of them starts to look a little run down, you know, give them a day and say, all right, you know, put your heels up for the night and take it easy and then come back the next game ready to go. You know, I think that's more how they're going to play it, instead of saying, all right, we got to try to get, you know, say Kevin Durant a day this week and Steph a day next week and Draymond the week after that. I think it'll just go as kind of an individual thing.
Klay Thompson had some interesting comments speaking with USA Today about the Cavs Halloween party, the rest in peace cookies, the Curry dolls. You know, and he said it was disrespectful. They had knocked the Cavs out the year before that. They didn't have cookie parties or anything like that to bury their vanquished opponents. The Warriors, though, have lost four straight in a row to Cleveland now, and all will be leaning forward on Monday. If the Warriors lose to the now Kyle Korver Cavaliers, is there going to be clear sign that the Cavs are either in this team's head or are too much for them to handle?
I mean, yes, but I would say that's going to be the case regardless. Like, whether they win or not on Monday at Oracle, I think the way the finals ended and the way the Warriors fell apart in fourth quarter in Cleveland on Christmas Day, you know, coupled with the way they played down the stretch, you know, including Friday against Memphis, you know, I think until these teams square off in the finals, assuming everyone gets there as expected and is healthy and ready to go, until they get to the finals and beat Cleveland there, I think there's going to be lingering doubt for everyone as to whether the Warriors are able to overcome Cleveland from the mental aspect of things. Because, you know, as you mentioned, after the last four times these teams have played, it's kind of hard to look at it any other way. And I think even if they win on Monday, even if they win in convincing fashion on Monday, I still think those questions are probably going to linger if they meet up in June, as we all think they will.
I'd almost like to see Steph have a big game against the Cavs more than I want to see them win, because it seems like he is the guy who has wilted under the pressure of that rivalry. Fair foul, that's just the way the numbers shake out. The good news is that Curry's really turned it up. He's coming off a Western Conference Player of the Week, and he has just been as aggressive as we've seen him all season long in the last handful of games.
I think that's a really good observation. I think you're right in that, you know, Steph, obviously, you know, for a variety of reasons, whether it was knee or just not playing well or whatever, didn't have the finals that people would have liked him to have, and he certainly would have liked to have in losing to Cleveland. And he wasn't very good in that game in Cleveland on Christmas Day. He did hit that big three late, but I think he only had 15 points. He didn't get a lot of shots. He was kind of out of the picture. And I don't think it's a coincidence that ever since that game, he started doing a lot of the stuff that we saw him do last year. He's been a lot more aggressive, to your point. He's taken a lot more of those pull-up 30-foot threes that he likes to take. He's just kind of been, you know, he's looked a lot more assertive and aggressive and going after his own shot instead of trying to get everybody else involved. And, you know, I think you're right. I think Monday probably is bigger for him than anybody else on the team to kind of show that he can kind of have a big game against this Cleveland team after the last few times out he hasn't been able to do so.
All Warrior guests always sound better if you're wearing JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors in 95.7 The Game. We're talking with Tim Bontemps, who covers the NBA, and we were talking with Draymond Green yesterday. He told us, Tim, that the Warriors are going to keep on experimenting with lineups, keep working on just execution, especially late-game situational execution, and he says that all that matters more than wins and losses. Don't think of these games as games. Think of them as proving grounds, as they're testing things right now. But there is a point in time in the season, and it's late in the regular season, obviously, where you do start flipping it into, all right, this is playoff mode. We're all done experimenting. Here's what we got. Let's test run this sucker. You got a full understanding of the rhythm of an NBA season. When do you think Steve Kerr will do that? 10 games left in the regular season? 15? 20? What do you think sounds right?
Well, I don't even know if that's necessarily what they're doing now. I mean, I think they're kind of basically just doing, I mean, I think they know what they want to do now. I mean, you know, no offense to Draymond, but I don't really see them doing a lot of tweaking with lineups other than maybe, you know, maybe they're switching their stars around a little bit here and there, but I mean, they're generally doing the same things on a nightly basis. I mean, to me, the bigger thing is this team has been bored, and you and I have talked about that a lot. They've looked very bored throughout the season. They look like a team that's had a lot of guys make a lot of deep playoff runs and knows that their whole season is going to come down to what they do in April, May, and June. The problem is it's hard to go through 6 months of the regular season kind of just saying, all right, let's wait for them to turn the switch and then just kind of have to wait to see when they're going to do it. So, I mean, I don't know if we're going to see them really change anything until the playoffs. And for me, the question is going to be, all right, when they do – get into the playoffs and they do ramp it up all the way, is the fact that they have kind of gone through this season as if they were, you know, say the third or fourth year of LeBron in Miami, or, you know, the third or fourth year with Shaq and Kobe together. Will that wind up having some lingering effects? Because this is a new group, even though a lot of the guys are together. That's something that I'm really curious to see.
I'll tell you what, Tim, the thing that I think is the difference between the Warriors and how they're playing this month as opposed to last month, it's Zaza Pachulia. Like, he is actually going and giving them some real good minutes, some good defensive minutes, and he has had his hands full over the last few games. Boogie Cousins, he's got Andre Drummond coming in tonight. He had Whiteside in here earlier this week, and, man, Whiteside had a big game against him, there's no doubt. But Zaza has turned the corner. He's comfortable now.
Yeah, I always thought that the panic about what the Warriors are going to do at center was a little overblown anyway. I mean, when they get into the playoffs, they're going to be playing Draymond Green heavy minutes as center, you know, as we know, and when they go to that small lineup and really, really ramp things up. But Zaza's fine. He's a serviceable center in the league. And while he's not Andrew Bogut in that, you know, he's not a rim protector, he's not, you know, kind of a massive presence inside the way Bogut is, even though he is a big guy, he's an excellent offensive rebounder. He runs the floor really well. You know, he's able to do – he's a decent screener. He's able to do a lot of stuff that, you know, gives the Warriors some different looks and gives them enough serviceable play from a big spot that once they get in the playoffs, they could play him for the 15 minutes they need him and get by with the rest of it.
Hey, Tim, we'll see you a little bit later on tonight. We're already here. I know you're going to be here later, so we'll check you out then, man. But as always, thanks so much for joining me.
Always happy to come on, Damon. Looking forward to seeing you later.
Tim Bontemps here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.